I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. A coalition of environmental activists is sounding alarm about a plan that the Tennessee Valley Authority is considering for storing its coal ash. The TVA is closing down existing ash pond storage facilities at 10 of its power plants. One way the TVA is considering closing the ash ponds is to leave the existing ash in place and then drain and cover the ponds. The Southern Environmental Law Center and 10 other environmental groups are warning that there's a danger that toxic chemicals at those sites near rivers in Alabama, as well as Tennessee and Kentucky, will leach into groundwater if left in place. The groups say it would be a lot safer if TVA moved the ash into lined storage facilities. A TVA spokesman says the agency hasn't made a decision yet on what to do. He says federal environmental officials have advised that either method of storage is safe if done properly. School funding and jail renovation are on the to-do list for Mobile County officials. The Mobile County Commission is set to meet at 10 a.m. this morning. One measure the commission will consider is allocating $250,000 in ad valorem tax revenue to help various area schools fund educational priorities. More than a dozen schools will receive a portion of the funds. Connie Hudson is the Mobile County Commissioner sponsoring the measure. She says a lot of that special funding will outfit Mobile area schools with the latest technology.
Things like smart boards or iPads. We really want to keep them on the cutting edge as best we can, and it seems like many of them, their priority is to have the type of technology that is cutting edge.
The Mobile County Commission will also consider a measure to renovate the Mobile County Metro Jail. Law enforcement officials complained that 20-plus-year-old facility could be much more efficient. Efforts are underway to turn Alabama's Black Belt region into a tourist destination. Organizers want to spotlight the area's outdoor activities like hunting and fishing and the Black Belt's three Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail courses. Pam Swanner is the director of the Alabama Black Belt Adventures Association. She says their goal is not just to create an influx of new dollars for the community and the state, but also to establish the Black Belt region as a great place to vacation.
We know that based on our web traffic and visitation to our website that we are making ground and strides in building awareness of the Black Belt region as an outdoor destination.
The Black Belt Adventures Association has partnered with the Retirement Systems of Alabama to create a $4.6 million advertising campaign. The goal is to attract both Alabamians and tourists from other states to the Black Belt. And a movie theater in South Alabama will be joining the Mobile Police Department's Project Shield program, allowing access to live security camera feeds. Now your forecast.
The umbrella will be needed this morning, but you can pack it away for the afternoon hours across northern Alabama. We'll see those showers in the morning. Clearing skies, though, by the afternoon will allow temperatures to warm up into those mid and upper 70s. 80s are expected, though, as you head further to the south, headed toward Mobile with plenty of sunshine. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.